This Saturday, Integrated Refugee and Immigrant Services, or IRIS, is celebrating World Refugee Day with a food festival and concert in New Haven. One of the chefs invited reporters into her home to get a taste of what she'll be serving on Saturday. WSHU's Brendan Capuano was there.
A woman named Zainab welcomes us into her home. She's a refugee, so she's not sharing her last name. Today, she is all smiles, surrounded by friends, family, reporters, and dessert. She describes the sweet orange pastry that she made for us.
Cheese and...
Zainab is one of the cooks at Sanctuary Kitchen. That's a nonprofit where local refugees teach classes about their own culinary traditions.
Her classes have been sold out and very popular.
Samaya Khan works with Zainab at Sanctuary Kitchen. Khan explains what Zainab will serve on Saturday.
So she's making this kanafa, and then also it's called borek. It's a rolled pastry that's filled with spinach and cheese.
Anne O'Brien from IRIS was also at Zainab's home. O'Brien says IRIS has turned the festival into a rally, free to attend. It's a response to the federal government's zero-tolerance policy of detaining asylum seekers at the border.
World Refugee Day is about celebrating the fact that humanity welcomes those who are persecuted. We don't turn them away.
In my religion, we believe a home that welcomes visitors is a blessed home, and this is what America is.
That's Miriam Kazadi. She's 16. She was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but grew up mostly in refugee camps. Now, she's a young refugee leader. That's a youth group at IRIS.
I know many people, like, have gone through what I've gone through, and they haven't get the chance that I've got the chance. So I wanted to be an immigration attorney to help people to have a new life, to stand for people, to protect people who are being persecuted.
Miriam and her friends will be hosting the rally. Tickets for the food tasting can be purchased at irisct.org. Brendan Capuano, WSHU News.